Good morning, church.
Morning,
are you ready to sing this morning?
Yay.
Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And Father, we have songs to sing here this morning that lift up and glorify the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just ask now, as we come to you in spirit and in truth, that you will just help us to let go of any troubles or sorrows that we might have brought with us today, and just be able to concentrate fully on you. And this we ask now in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Sing your glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound. Jesus set me free, sing your glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Sing your glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Sing it, glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Amen.
You agree with that?
Hallelujah.
Go and share that with each other this morning.
Oh.
Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Hallelujah. Amen.
About that background, you've all heard about a rainbow, right? Now you've seen a fog bow. And don't tell me that that just happens by chance. There's nothing that happens by chance here in this world. God creates everything and he allows things to happen. And if God wants to make a bow out of fog, he can do that. And he can do anything that he wants because he's God. Well, I was humming that song this week. My family members were sick, and there's been sickness that's been sweeping through the church and everywhere. And what can you do? Get depressed?
Pray.
Other than simply saying, God, I'm looking to you. I'm believing for a healing right now.
Amen.
And Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, he says, the Son of Man must be lifted up. Just like the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness when the Israelites were complaining and just nagging Moses, and nothing was good. Everything was bad. So God said, create this brass, or no, it was a copper serpent, and put it up on a pole. And when you look at it, if you have faith to believe, you will be healed.
Amen.
There was no magic involved in it. There was nothing, no shot they could take. It was simple faith in God to say, God, I've been bit here by a snake. I feel its poison simply coursing through my body right now, and I'm hurting, and I got a fever. God, heal me. And he did. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. Let's sing this one more time.
I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior.
Amen.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's a great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, you are the mighty King, Master of everything. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, you're the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God, are you? Bow down before you, love and adore you. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, you are the mighty King, Master of everything. Jesus, my Lord, you're the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God, are you? Bow down before you, love and adore you. Your name is wonderful. Shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears.
Amen.
Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength be unto God.
Christ, you're worthy. grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son.
Hallelujah.
Our last song today is Sanctuary.
Amen.
Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And with thanksgiving, we'll be a sanctuary for you. And Lord, I ask you right now, have it your way, Lord. Have it your way. Fill my mouth with your words, I pray, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. For God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ, for by grace we are saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. What a privilege that is, that we are up and rising. Hallelujah. He said, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Are you rising today as eagles? Are you trusting the Lord? Are you waiting upon the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, we trust in you with all our heart. And lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you. And you shall direct our path. And we thank you today, O Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. And today we want to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. O Lord, help us to rely upon you, to trust in you, to stay focused on you, to keep our eyes upon you, to keep our mind upon you. Amen. And he says that will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusted in thee. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Father, that, O Lord, we don't need to trust in men, but we can trust in our Lord, our God, who raises the dead, the God that created us, the God that brought us out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and he set our feet upon the rock, and he established our goings. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We ask you today, let it be a move of your Holy Spirit as we never experienced before. A move, O Lord, that no man or woman will be left untouched. Everyone will be touched today with the power of the Holy Spirit. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father, for a spiritual renewal within us. We pray, O Lord, that it will be something special happening within us. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you have in store for this body of believers. Hallelujah. We pray that it will be a revival in each heart today. We pray in the name of Jesus. And all the indifference will go. All the apathy will go. And we are going to stay focused on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're not going to look at the storm, but we are going to look at him who pacifies the storm, who calms the storm. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you today for victory in our lives. The Bible says that how good it is and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It will be like that special ointment that falls upon the head. That it went on Aaron's head, down to his beard and down to his skirt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let it be you. Let us be all perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment, we pray, Father. Let it be no divisions among us, but let us be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. Let us bless the Lord at all times, and his praise be continually in our mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. O Lord, anointing Charles Torrell as he will bring the message to us today. Give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and pierce us like a two-edged sword. And we want to thank you, Father, for anointing the music group as they come back, we pray. Anoint everyone that gives a testimony. And let your name today be glorified in this body of believers. Let us know that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. And now it's time to give to the work of the Lord. O Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, we pray, Father, that you touch each and every person today that will give to the work of the Lord and give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. We thank you and praise you, Father. It is in your word that you bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meet in my house. Approve me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, for touching us. O Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing this giving today. And let it be multiplied. Let it be used appropriately, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we love you. We adore you. We bow down before you. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. We got time for one testimony this morning, I think. Come on up, Natalia.
Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
I am
thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and be closer to from thee. Draw me near, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. All the pure, consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me near, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me near, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me near, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Amen. Now the other half. A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I, we celebrated our 41st anniversary, praise God. So if you remember last year, we went to Catalina Island and we told you about Catalina Island. So this year we thought we'd just go south to get warm. You know, it's been pretty cold. Matter of fact, this morning we had a storm up where we live and we come here, there's no rain, it's dry. Well, anyway, to my praise report, we stopped, we went on Highway 101, we stopped in San Luis Obispo. Our oldest son graduated from San Luis Obispo. So when we used to go visit him, we would go to this little cute restaurant. So we were looking for it, and we keep circling around several blocks, and we couldn't find it. It was just to our amazement. So then my wife, after the third time, my wife says, "Why don't you pray about it?" So, I mean, this is such a penny-ante deal, but nothing is too small for God. So we did pray, and 10 seconds later, it was a block over. So we found it, praise God. And then we went further south, and then on the way back from San Juan Capistrano, we stopped in Visalia. It's a cute little town. It kind of, I wonder if they named it after me or I was named after it. But anyway, we stopped there, and we checked into our motel, and then we went to, let's see, it's a kind of a pizza place where all you can eat is a buffet pizza, and your choice. And you know how cautious I'm about eating ham. Because about 4 years ago, you know, Pastor John and Satoris, they prayed over this serious thing I have with ham, you know. So there was half a dozen pizzas lined up. So I saw one chicken in there, and I said, "Wow, chicken looks good." So that's what I picked. And as we sit down on the table and we start eating, as I bit into it, I remembered a familiar taste. It's kind of sweet, and you know, Oh, it's pork underneath the chicken. Oh, my goodness. Going to be all night long in a hospital and a big fat bill. So right away, we just prayed and said, you know, we don't accept this from the enemy. And of course, I didn't continue eating it, but I did end up swallowing it. And I went and, of course, discarded and got something else. And normally it takes about an hour or so, and then, you know, I have to be rushed to the hospital. But several hours went by, and we just keep praying that, you know, nothing will happen. And sure, next day, nothing happened. Praise God. This doesn't mean I'm going to eat pork, but at least I have no more fear of it. Amen.
Okay, there's always turkey pepperoni, too, if you like that. Okay. We're going to have one more testimony. Okay. Monica?
I just wanted to tell you what happened to me last Sunday, Sunday morning worship here. We were singing I Exalt Thee, and I was just standing there with my hands raised and singing, and all of a sudden, fear felt the Holy Spirit come through me, and it felt like electricity was going through my body fully and completely, and I just couldn't do anything but just stand there and receive everything that was coming through me. So I talked to John about it later, and he said, yeah, that was the anointing, big anointing. So I'm so happy that that came through, but I'm praying for the evidence, I mean, not the evidence, but why did he give me that? I'm happy that he gave it to me, but I sort of want to know why. Why did it? What's his purpose for it? So, but I praise God anyway.
Okay, well, testimonies are good. Do we have any more testimonies? No? Okay, Peter, he's got an announcement.
I try to stay away from this place as much as I can. However, I come to the point that we have too many birthday parties singing up here, so I have recommended that we only do two birthday party for people. That's the two for the two pastors. And today, one of our pastors has birthday. And so he is, how old are you, Charles? Come on up, please, here. So what I want to do is make a long story short. Charles, one time when he was born, we dedicate him in Santa Rosa, Assembly of God Church. And we dedicated him to be a pastor. And when he was, I don't know how old he was, 7, 10 years old, I informed him he could be a pastor. He got very upset with me. I would never be a pastor. So after that, I didn't say anything. So today is his 33 years birthday, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And so my concern is that the church is growing, and when we're coming up to 400 or 500 people, we cannot have, we could sing happy birthday for half an hour to everybody. So I think we should only have two, and this is for the pastor. We give you another pastor, we have three or whatever. So if you want to, I have a little present. Mark, can you give me that behind you against the wall there? It's a package. And this is, I always give to my son special things. And so this is for him, only for him, yeah? And so when you're singing, you can sneak
up. Am I supposed to open this now?
Yeah, it sounds good. And, you know, a camera maybe can show what it is. And yeah, right there. It's so if you will start singing new for him, and we go for there.
It's got some weight.
right now?
This up to you.
Why don't we wait till later?
Okay. Happy birthday, son.
Thank you.
Got you.
All right. Well, today is indeed my birthday. And I would say this, that there's lots of places I could be today, but there's no other place I would rather be than here. So, and on top of that, I don't think Pastor John planned it out that way, but I get the ability to stand up here today behind the pulpit and expound upon the Word of God on my birthday. What a privilege it is. Not just any other day. Anyways, it is prayer time, and we're going to do something a little bit different today. Before we get up and we hear any of the prayer requests, I have a little video that I want to show you. And every once in a while, there's something that you come across that somebody has put their heart and soul into. But more importantly, there is the anointing of God that's also on it. And when it is so strong that you're so touched by it that you want to see it again and again and again. And this video is one of those. I've never met this man who made this. His name is Eric Ludi. He has a heart for God. And the title of the video is Intercession. So without further ado.
In Isaiah, basically saying the world is falling apart, staring back at Israel, saying judgment is turned away backward and justice stands afar off, for truth is fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. What's a God to do? And he saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. An intercessor basically means one who fills the gap. If you have a walled city and there is a hole in the walled city, there's just this little part that is like broken down. It's like a pile of rubble, and actually you can sneak through it. You know that there's a vulnerability in a time of war? If you have an enemy, what's an enemy looking for? The gate, to try and scale the gate? They're looking for breaches or holes in the wall. They're not stupid. They're not going to waste their time going through the front door when they can go through a side little broken down breach. So the enemy, by his very nature, is constantly watching the integrity of the wall. He's looking for holes. We have massive holes in our life that give the enemy access to do with our life what he sees fit to do. We can say, that's horrible. I'm a Christian. Yeah, you're a Christian with breaches. You are not supposed to be a Christian with breaches. One of the key definitions of Christianity could be a man or a woman whose walls are repaired, who is made strong. Why? So that they are useful to God, and they're not just constantly inwardly fighting demons. They can be outward focused. God says to Israel, I will bless you so that you can become a blessing to the nations. God's pattern is to make you strong so that you're useful. There is a hedge that is supposed to be built up around your life, and it very likely isn't. You need a strong man. You need someone who can step in and fight off that enemy to make you strong so that you can start focusing outward instead of on your own issues. Most of us as Christians, the church is so weak because we have literally less than 1% of our time that is able to focus outward because we are so caught up in our issues and our difficulties. Even the healthiest among us, we have issues. We have difficulties. whether it's relational, whether it's financial, whether it's health, we have issues. And there's a dying world out there. You know that 150,000 people died and went to hell today? Let's think about this. What did we all do about it? Did we take a step forward in beginning to do something about it? Or are we just stemming the tide from our life falling apart even more than it is? We are living on the defensive instead of the offensive. What we need is the same thing God was looking for back then. The walls are broken down. The city is in disrepair. Israel is without a defender. Where's the intercessor? You know who Jesus Christ was? In a nutshell, he's the intercessor. He's the man who stands in the gap. He's the strong man who came and took the full blow upon himself so that we could gather our wits spiritually and awaken and say, I'm in. Thank you for rescuing me. Literally, he took the blow. Everything that was aimed right at you to absolutely decimate your life, he took it square on. Without even a whimper, he took it. For the joy that was set before him, because he valued you so much. He took the blow. See, one of the things that happens with the life of Jesus, we have a tendency to make him a mousy character. We have a tendency to diminish his manly strength. We are talking about the greatest warrior of all time. In the Old Testament, the term is Lord of Hosts. The captain of captains. The general of generals. And he's a general that led his troops into battle with his own life. He's the one that did it. All the rest of the army was cowering in the background. They couldn't fight this army. And he stood up single-handedly and defeated them. That is our intercessor. That is our king. And the same way that he stood for you then, I want you to know, he still stands for you now. When you behold the cross, and you behold the resurrected Christ, and when you behold the ascended Christ who sits at the right hand of the Father, you no longer will just remain where you are. You will say, God, do it all within me. For your glory, make me strong. Make me strong to give. God is looking for an intercessor. Someone who will make up this breach. We need to become a body that is thinking about every single one around us, as opposed to ourselves. Coming to church going, I need to be prayed for this week. What about who can I pray for this week? Just a different mindset. It's not what this church can do for you, but what you can do for Jesus Christ and this church. Think of that attitude shift, saying, God, you made this life and you have called me for more than just to save me. You have rescued me so that I can become a rescuer. Who needs rescue? Who needs help? Who needs me to stand in the gap and take the hit? That's the attitude. It's not your skin and how you can save it. It's how you can spend it for his glory.
His glory. For his glory.
Puts it in a little bit of a different light as to, you know, what an intercessor is. And sometimes I feel that we get into a rut here. It's kind of easy. We sit there and say, okay, it's prayer time. All right. We methodically and manually come up and we just pray and so forth. But when you sit there and you think about that, you know, we're standing in the gap for people. We're lifting them up in prayer. And that when they can't pray for themselves, or they are praying, and that we can add our prayer into that, and it's God who's going to be doing it. We don't stand here. There's no super Christian. There's no one like that. We're just here. It's an attitude of humbleness. So our list this week is fairly short. I got an email in from Bob and Diane Cadle. They are, his email basically says this: major sickness here. First time in many years. Up all night. So, we're gonna intercede for him today. Lift him up. Also, Michael, you were the one who prayed for the oil last week. Were you not? I did a little quick little search on the commodities market this morning. And I don't know what the number was last week, but we're sitting at 84.92, which I believe is about roughly the same of what it was last week. So when it comes to Satan, I don't admire him, but he is persistent. And he never gives up, and he is tenacious. And that's what our attitude needs to be. Now, when it comes to this oil, I will tell you honestly, I am sick and tired of this and the manipulation and having to pray over it. I am sick and tired of it. There are certain things that I don't enjoy doing. Having to get up every single morning and put on clothes and eat. These are very tedious things, but they're also very necessary. Praying for oil is a necessary thing. Because there's a saying in the secular world that says, all it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Well, let's change that to the Christian church. All it takes for Satan to triumph is for Christians to stand by idly and say, oh, woe is us. So we're gonna pray for Bob and Dan and my family as well. This past week, I watched as one by one my family members went down with the flu, throwing up. And, you know, it's not a pleasant experience. And so when it was 5 out of 6 and I was the last person standing in the family, believe me, there were thoughts that were flowing through my head saying, well, you're next. Here it comes. It's coming on you. Get ready. And I tell you what, I was in the shower this morning and I just felt, you know, a little rumbling in my stomach, and immediately this thought came and entered into my head and it said, see, you're sick. You're not going to be able to go to church today. Pretty soon you're going to be throwing up and you're going to be just like them. So I didn't accept that. But you know what? When sickness does come, it is hard. You know, we're strong most of the time, but it just racks your body and takes you out. And so Katerina, Abigail, Andrew, Isaac, David, they were all out this weekend. And they're recovering right now, but they do need prayer also. Katerina's mom, Irina, this past week, she also had some troubles. She had a heart attack. This is not a minor thing. As far as I know, she is at home right now. She is resting. And the doctors have basically said, you know, you can have surgery or not. And she has opted not to have it. I haven't spoken with her over this. But knowing who Irina is, I'm thinking her mindset is that she's believing God for a healing of her body. And so that's what we're also going to pray for when it comes to that today. So, let's pray. Those of you who want to come up.
Hey, Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for our many blessings, Father. We thank you that day by day, year by year, you meet the needs of your people. And Father, we thank you for also the guy that took the time to put that video together that we watched this morning. Very well done and very truly spoken. And Lord, we lift up the family of Charles that are all down with the flu. And we thank you, Father God, for your healing power to come upon them, that they'd be up and running in no time at all, and be restored and be renewed. in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we can come and ask for healing, Lord, and also that you will repair the breaches in the wall when we submit. So we thank you, Father, for having your will. And your will is our best interest in the lives of people. So we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you today, Lord God. And I just ask you to please intervene in oil and gas throughout the world, Lord. And that you would drive these prices down and take these speculators that are trying to raise these prices up, Lord God. And we ask you, God, to please bind them up. Bind them demons up that try to raise our prices up on the gas and fuel. And it don't have to be that way. And Lord, I just pray and ask you to please intervene and drive the prices down. And Lord God, I know that you're going to do something about this. And I praise you and honor you and worship you, Father God. And thank you. Lord, I also pray for the weather that we have here in California. And Lord, I pray that you're sending the weather today and tomorrow. And Lord, the reservoirs are filling up. And we praise you for that, Father. We thank you. We glorify your name because you are in charge of it all, Father God. And we thank you and praise you and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to add also to that oil price. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you put a fear upon those speculators. Put the fear upon each and every one that speculates, buys and sells oil. We pray for fear that they will lose their investment and they will go broke. We pray in the name of Jesus. Put it in every heart, in every person who speculates and drives the oil up. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you for the fear to come upon them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Right now we want to lift up to you Bob Cadle. And we command a spirit of fear, stress and anxiety to loose that man in the name of Jesus. All fear, stress and anxiety, loose that man. And command you to be bound, gagged, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. And we command right now the spirit of infirmity to loose Bob Cadle. In the name of Jesus, get out of there. Loose that man. And be bound, gagged, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, Bible says you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusted in thee. And we pray today, let his mind be upon the Lord our God, who is able to meet every need there is. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, turning his mind upon him, we pray, trust in the Lord with all his heart, lean not on his own understanding, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching him right now with your resurrection power coming upon him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And thank you, Father, for spiritual renewal within him. Thank you for victory. Thank you for reaching out and healing every part of his body, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for restoring him, Lord. And thank you that you will change his course and he will turn to the Lord all the way. I know he loves you. I know he cares for you. But let him lean like a little baby. Lean on Jesus. Lean on him. Trust in him. Keep focus upon him and not worry and not be anxious about anything, but in all his ways with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let him let his request be made known unto God. We pray in the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard his heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory, O Lord, in Bob and Diane's life. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father God, I lift up Irina to you. Father, you know that she has suffered a heart attack. And Lord, she is full of faith and believing in you to heal her, Lord. And Father God, I know you're no respecter of persons. And 20 years ago, you healed me of a massive heart attack overnight. And Lord God, I speak the same thing for her, Lord God. I just ask you to reach down and touch her. Give her a new heart. Give her a totally new heart. She's much needed in the family, Lord God. She does a lot of work helping take care of the children and so on. She has grandchildren. She has her own children. Father God, we ask you, because of her faith and her love for you, that you touch that heart and heal her. Give her a new heart, whatever is required, Father God. We know by Jesus' stripes she has been healed, and that has already been taken care of, and she has faith to believe it, and we are joining her with our faith to believe that and honor in honor the faith that she has and honor the faith that we have, Lord God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every demonic spirit that's trying to take her down, take her out. And I command you to back off and leave her alone. In the name of Jesus, you have no right to her. You have no authority over her in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you to repair the breaches in my life. And let there be no breaches, but let me be able to intercede, Lord God, effectively for those around me and those that I see in need of you. Father, I ask you to touch Charles' family, touch the little ones, the little Abigail, little David and Isaac and Andrew. Father God, Andrew just received his born again papers, Lord. He just received Jesus into his little heart and wants to live for you. And he's such a blessing to everybody. Father God, I thank you for healing that family. And Katerina, touch her heart, Lord God. Pour your Holy Spirit upon her and help her in every way that she needs it, Father God. And restore that family to total health in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we thank you that we can come to you and we can lift up these requests. And now, Father God, we don't make any great show of this. We don't have, like Paul said, enticing words of men's wisdom. But it's just a demonstration of spirit and of power, Father God. Without you, we're powerless. So, Father, we thank you for giving us another week here on this earth. And, Father God, we just ask that as we go out today, that you would help us to take advantage of this coming week. And that we would be able to make a difference. And Father God, if we are not living the way that you want us to be, we're just going backwards or maintaining the status quo. Help us, Father, to make forward movement. Let there be growth in our lives, Father God. Growth. That is what we're asking for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.